This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's waiting for you, Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw. Vinny's on vacation. Let's get out to the phones. Talk to Kevin Allstreger, USA Today Ravens Wire. Kevin, what's happening, bud?
Hey, guys. Yeah, it's been a rough 48 hours. I guess even a little less than that now. Ravens lose to the Steelers. Their offseason begins, and honestly, a disappointing season comes to a disappointing end at the hand of a rival.
Now, a lot of fans, as you know, would like to see John Harbaugh, 86th Cundiff, if you will, as head coach of the team. I don't see that happening. But Zach Orr's the other guy that a lot of Ravens fans want to see on the chopping block and have for a year and a half, now two seasons. What do you see the outcome being there eventually with Zach Orr as defensive coordinator?
Yeah, I guess if there was a coordinator that they were to move on from, you know, if they do decide to keep John Harbaugh, which, again, a lot of the reports are indicating that will probably be the case. Again, anything can happen here, but I feel like Zach Orr would be the one and not Todd Monken. It's been 2 years of extremely slow starts on defense, and, you know, they end up getting it together in some way, shape, or form, but the problem this year that it wasn't as dominant of a, hey, we're getting it together performance as we saw last season, where last year they turned into one of the best defenses in the league over the second half of the season, and like they were really, really humming. But this year, while they did get better in a lot of categories, you know, run defense-wise and red zone, third down, you know, there were still a lot of flaws that this team had defensively, missed tackles, you know, pass defense, them playing off coverage a bunch. Like, I think that you can't afford to have stuff like that. So for Zach Orr, you know, he's a young coach, he's a young coordinator, he's still learning things, but, you know, the Ravens just don't have that luxury right now. They don't have the luxury of time to, you know, let Zach Orr continue to figure it out and risk, again, a third straight year of all that happening. So I personally will bring in a guy with more experience at that position.
I'm glad you mentioned the defense there, because, you know, lost in the whole Tyler Loop traumatic finish was the fact that the defense, you know, couldn't get multiple stops in the fourth quarter. And I know Kyle Hamilton wasn't out there, and that's a big loss. Anytime you lose a player of that caliber, you're worse off for it. But to be that much worse off for it, what does it say about this Baltimore defense that one guy's removed and all hell breaks loose?
I think it's a really good point, because, yeah, you're right. Like, Kyle Hamilton's a huge piece, and, you know, he's a guy that you're going to miss, and you're going to feel that absence. But I think it shows that, like, especially from a roster construction perspective, just wasn't good enough this year. And the pass rush in particular, where, you know, it was bad all year pass rush-wise. They never had that guy. And, you know, the roster, them going into the year with, you know, what I thought was a decent room, but, you know, you had guys take a step back. And, you know, on the interior, now Madubuike goes down. That's a really big loss, and I understand that. But, you know, pass rush is a really big foundation for a lot of teams, and it's been a foundation for Baltimore for a lot of years. And, you know, this year for them, it's just felt like there were a lot of quarterbacks that had a lot of time to throw the football. And, you know, in the secondary, you can only cover for so long. And, you know, Hamilton masks a lot. He does a lot. But one player going out like that, while, you know, your defense is going to get worse, I mean, I had zero confidence in that unit over the course of the rest of the game. And, you know, unfortunately, they proved me right.
We got a lot of free agents coming up here this offseason. 16 unrestricted free agents are going to hit the open market. We know the big names. I mean, Tyler Linderbaum's probably at the top of the list. You could throw Isaiah Likely up there, but maybe that's already been settled because of the Andrews deal. But what about two guys that came over midseason? Draymond Jones for the pass rush, Alohi Gilman on the back end at safety. You see either one of these guys coming back, maybe both?
I would see one. I mean, I would be okay with Draymond Jones coming back. I thought he showed a lot with, you know, him coming in. He's a guy that can win one-on-one, and that's something the Ravens really struggled with, where, you know, they had to use a lot of blitzes, you know, use Kyle Hamilton up at the line a lot, but that one-on-one guy, they lacked, and I thought that Draymond Jones did an okay job at that. I mean, I thought he played pretty well coming over, so I'd be totally fine with him coming back and, you know, not having him be your number one pass rusher or anything, but, you know, having him as a piece to utilize. Gilman, I personally would not. I wasn't very impressed with him this year, to be honest. He had a couple of big plays. You know, he did have some moments, but the missed tackles were pretty bad all season from him. And, you know, that was an area that the whole team struggled with. I'm not trying to pin it on Gilman or anything because it was a team effort there. But I think that he did a good job of filling a role for Kyle Hamilton where they needed to move him around. Gilman comes in and allowed Hamilton to do that. But I think that, you know, that is probably, like, the role that Gilman played, I think you can get somebody else in that can help you a little more. And, you know, maybe that's just Ardarius, who also is a free agent, Ardarius Washington, and they bring him back and have him fill that role that Gilman had. I know he was coming off the injury, but sometimes it takes some time to get back to form. And I think that with, you know, another offseason for Ardarius, maybe he can be that guy that fills in that role next year.
Kevin Allstriker, USA Today, the Ravens Wire. Kevin, last thing for you with Lamar Jackson and a contract and hopefully a renegotiation. On a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being Luke and Laura, how big of a soap opera is this thing going to be in the offseason? Or it will be a nothing to see here. Please disperse. Let's move on to the next order of business here.
Man, I think that there could be some fireworks. And I don't know what that looks like, but I'll give it a 6 out of 10. I don't think it's going to get, like, crazy. Like, well, the first time this happened, it was all over the place. But I think that the fact that he's not a free agent, there's no franchise tag, I think it'll be a little less crazy than the first time around. But, you know, at the end of the day, you need to get that number down. I think that's priority number one. And, you know, this is something that they need to get it done by the first day of free agency. Because remember, the first time, they essentially lost out on that free agency because Lamar's cap hit was so high they couldn't do anything. So, you know, you need to get that done. So I'll give it a 6.
Kevin Allstriker, USA Today. It's the Ravens Wire. Kevin, as always, appreciate the time. Enjoy the rest of your Turn It Up Tuesday. We'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, awesome. Thanks so much, guys. Appreciate it.
You got it, Kevin Allstriker. We'll come back with a whip around. And then it's Notes from the North. We're going to Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, and Cleveland. Your phone calls got Nolan's Dirty Dozen. We got a jam-packed next 45 minutes. And then coming up in the 12 o'clock hour, Nolan, it's all about the people, except when we count money with buy or sell. But everyone, you want to get in here, noon is your time. If you want to stick around, you're more than welcome to do so.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up?
snag an electric fireplace, and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.